بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في بيتي هذا: اللهم من ولي من أمر أمتي شيئا فشق عليهم فاشقق عليه، من ولي من أمر أمتي شيئا فرفق بهم فارفق به. رواه مسلم. Continuing the chapter of باب أمر ولاة الأمور بالرفق برعاياهم ونصيحتهم والشفقة عليهم. The chapter on commanding those in authority to be kind to the subjects, to give them good advice, to be compassionate towards them. This hadith of Sayyidina Aisha رضي الله عنها, in which he said that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying in this house of mine. In other words, emphasizing what she heard was absolutely true and certain, that she heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, O Allah, whoever is appointed over the affairs of my ummah, and then he becomes difficult upon them, he inconveniences them, and then, O Allah, you also become difficult upon him. And whosoever is appointed over the affairs of my ummah, and he is kind to them, he is polite to them, Allah, you become kind to them. So in this hadith we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite being a mercy to humanity, to mankind, he makes this particular dua that, O Allah, that person who is given some authority and he is hard on the people, he's harsh on the people, he's cruel on the people, he's making zulam on the people, O Allah, you also become hard upon him. So, and those who are placed in those prominent positions, they are governing the affairs of the ummah, they should do so with kindness. If they do so with kindness, then they'll get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that that person who is kind to the, when he's appointed over the affairs of the ummah and he's kind to the people, then Allah, you become kind to them. And if the person is difficult, then he will also go through various type of torments in this world and of course in the akhirat. So again, those people who have given some authority in whichever position the person is, he should be kind to the people below him. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء. We find that in the time of the Bani Israel, the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, they were the leaders of the people. كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي. Whenever a Nabi passed away, then another Nabi would succeed him. So this person, this Nabi will also become the ruler. وَإِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no Nabi after me. We know this is our aqidah, our belief, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was khatamun nabiyyin. He was the seal of prophethood. There is no Nabi to come after him. Those who claim nubuwat after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are false, they are batil. We don't accept any Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَسَيَكُونُ بَعْدِي خُلَفَاءُ فَيَكْثُرُونَ. Rasulullah says that after me, there'll be many khulafa. قالوا يا رسول الله فما تأمرنا. الصحابة asked, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, what do you command us then? قال أوفوا ببيعة الأول فالأول. He says, fulfill the pledge of allegiance. When a person becomes the Amir, he's appointed the Amir, he becomes the ruler, then people pledge allegiance to him. So he's, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, then fulfill this pledge of allegiance with the first one, then the next one. So whoever is the Amir first, you pledge allegiance to him. Then the next one. Like in the time of Sahaba, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was the first Amir. Sahaba pledged allegiance to him on his demise. Then to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala on his demise. Then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala on his demise. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So, أوفوا ببيعتي الأول فالأول ثم أعطوهم حقهم. Then Rasulullah says, after pledging allegiance to these khulafa, then fulfill their rights. They have rights over you. Fulfill their rights. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. And ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill what is due to you. So sometimes that Amir is going to deprive you of your right. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that don't rebel against him, but ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for your rights. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلُهُمْ عَمَّا اسْتَرْعَاهُمْ. Because remember the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to question these leaders regarding the authority that was given to them, regarding to the position that they enjoyed in this world, and they had subordinates, they had citizens that they were governing. And if they made any type of zulm and oppression, then they will be answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for you, you ask Allah ta'ala for your rights. Therefore again, those people who are leaders, they should be ruling with fairness and kindness and justice. And subjects should obey the leaders. Of course, if they command you to do haram and evil and sin, then there is no ta'ah, there is no obedience to any makhluk in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as they do not express open kufr, then you are still supposed to fulfill their rights and not rebel against them. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. We also have people under us, under our care. We have workers. We have family members under our care. So even though we may not be leaders, political leaders of any country, but we have people under us, and therefore we should also be very, very kind and be full of justice and never make zulam upon any person. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.